All right, everybody, you know what time it is. Welcome to Open Conversations. My name is Johnny.
And I'm Forrest.
And we're here to talk about what's going on. What's going on with our lives? Gee whiz, it feels like some just interesting times, and I'm just super grateful to have this platform to talk about what it's like to be alive and what it's like to go through the stages of being a human being. Just remembered, I guess we were gonna play around with the view, so it looks like I'm looking more at the camera. So is that something easy I could do real quick for us, do you think, or is it kind of like hard?
I don't
Or
know.
should we set it up for next time?
Yeah,
I
maybe we should set it up for
we'll
next
do it for
time.
next time. All right.
Yeah.
So anyways, Forrest, man, what's going on? Because we don't I don't we don't really talk throughout the week. So it's like a week goes by and I feel like holy smokes. It just feels like a long period of time. It feels like it, to me, it feels like a long, long time. And it's like, wow, so much time has passed. What has happened with Forrest? What's going on over there on the island and all those kind of things, I think.
Yeah, that's so funny. 'Cause for me it's like I can't believe a week has already gone past. It seems like it's been like 2 days because I don't know. It's just a time warp. I find living the way I do and there's something around like even the self feels like a little bit of a time warp too. And yeah, I feel like it's been 2 days and I have no idea what I've done all week, but I've been extremely busy every single day. And that's like a part of the time warp is like where does the day go? But then it's like where does the week go?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I hear
But
you.
yeah.
So you're busy doing gardening stuff, homesteading stuff, video stuff.
All that, yeah.
Yeah.
Busy. You know, we had to do a big trip out to the city, so that's a 3 hour each way drive. So that's one day completely written off, just going shopping.
To
So,
Sudbury?
yeah, to
Oh, the
Sudbury.
big city of Sudbury, Ontario.
Yeah,
Nice.
yeah. And then you know, yeah, I've been working on getting the garden finished. Like there's a lot of harvesting. Like the apples are all fallen from the trees. The tomatoes are just like ripe and juicy. So I'm picking everything and I'm doing lots of canning and lots of preserving. And that takes a lot of time too. But it's been fun. I've been filming a lot of recipe videos and a lot of vlogs. So I've been also busy with that on top of all the homesteading stuff. It's been great, dude. It's been a good week for sure.
Nice.
When I actually reflect and think about it.
Yeah, when you
But
have
yeah.
time, because it sounds like you're so busy, I guess you don't have too much time to even do some reflecting, is right? You're just on the go.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. It's been a struggle to get some time to chill. Like today right before doing this, I sat down for the first time all day and went on my phone just to chill for like I think it was like maybe 15 minutes, and I was just like, I'm just gonna relax and sit here and like sink into the couch, zone out, and like have some fun on my phone. And it was
Hell
like,
yeah, man.
yeah, so it was nice. And that also wasn't like reflecting time either. So it's like, I don't even have time to just relax for 5 minutes and kind of, you know, unplug and or like plug into a little bit of entertainment or something. So it's like, yeah, it's like where's the time for reflecting? But it's also been cool because I was like sick last week, right? I was still getting better, and this has been the first week of after not doing yoga because the entire time I was sick, I didn't do yoga. So
What?
yeah, man, it
Dude.
was probably a good chunk of maybe like 6 days of not doing it. And then
Wow.
when we started doing it again, I was like still super sick and like really had to like. I was pushing myself, but it's like I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it like how I wanted to. And then it also had been a break, so I'm like getting back into it, and we're coming to the end of the cycle. It's the 7 day videos that I do. So We just finished day six today, and it's like, man, I'm just starting to like get back in my mind, get back on track with like understanding who I am and feeling better about myself and like and not feeling insecure and working through all the fears and I do this thing like I do this thing when I get out of practice with like not reflecting enough or just kind of like when my mental health is like not doing so good, I do this thing where I start to like point the finger at like, oh, this is what's wrong. Like, this is the problem. But it's like something that's just happening to me in the day. And then it's like, and then it might reflect back to like something that happened to me when I was a teenager or something like that. But it's like I get in this habit of like not remembering what the underlying issue is and like the underlying issue of like feeling insecure or fearful, and then it plays out in all these ways, and it's like when I don't give myself time to reflect or that space, it's like easy for me to like think that the problems I'm having in my day to day are like bigger than they actually are, because there's actually just like the historical context of it that makes it bigger. And so like yesterday, and it's kind of crazy, man, because it's like I feel like all winter I had been like figuring out these real key problems in my life, or like real key things that happened to me, like a lot of like IFS style work where I've like tracked some things in my past and been like, oh, this is the first time I felt this emotion and I linked it to this event or this type of person or whatever. And then the whole week I was sick, like I wasn't, I let my mental health just sort of degrade because I was just like working on getting better physically. And then it's like this week, it's been like a rocket into like understanding and connecting the dots back, because I had like let those dots be disconnected for that week. So like yesterday, I just started like, I was like, oh, this problem I'm having right now is the exact same problem I had at this moment in time and this moment in time. And these are all moments that I've mapped out really well, like from reflective work this winter. And it was like really fast. Like that's what was so cool about it, is like I feel like I'm getting better, like getting to a point of like where I was before I got sick and with my mental health really quickly compared to the months that it took me to get to that level in the winter when I was first kind of discovering those key things.
Nice.
Yeah, man. So that's what's going on with
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's good stuff. It's good to hear. I'm on this theme of having fun. And what do you think about having fun? Do you have, do you, do you, do you, is having fun, like a priority in your life? Are you aware of having fun, of what it's like, of what it is? And are you do you make an effort to try to like make every day fun, or do you set aside, like you talked about, chilling on the phone? For me, I've found that's kind of a fun time for me. It's chill time, but also it's like it could be fun time as well. So what do you think about fun time, man? Because I think I'm this is like it feels really nice to have fun as a something important, to have fun as a priority. It feels like, oh, this is like the way to live. This feels awesome, man. Like this is so much better living, like having fun exist in life. What do you think about fun, man?
Yeah, totally, dude. I love having fun, I think that's universal, but it like you said, it's sort of like you were talking about kind of like setting aside time for it and being like more purposeful and like actually like valuing having fun, because it's like having fun is oftentimes just like a byproduct, right? But it's like choosing to have fun is like I don't know, having fun is super valuable, man. I love having fun. It's the best.
Yeah, I think it's this is something really interesting that I've been getting into with this whole fun thing. It started off as first, like my dad was saying, "Oh, you don't have any fun," and it kind of stuck with me. And I'm like thinking about it, I'm like, "Dude, I really don't have any fun." And I'm like, "Damn it!" So yeah, it started. It was exciting up signing up with those two on those two sports teams, which I hopefully goes through because I'm really looking forward to that. And I was like, oh, that's gonna be fun. And then I was thinking, like, what else is fun? Oh, I could watch some maybe fun shows, fun movies. Oh, that could be fun. And then I was kind of remembering what fun felt like. And then that led me into being like, you could always have fun, man. And by that I mean like I could always kind of like joke around with people. I think I mentioned in one of these podcasts about like being a comedian or being or using energy to like be clever or think of jokes or something. I don't know if that's like a universal thing or, but I definitely for me, it's a big part of me because I've always okay, Jim Carrey. You know Jim Carrey?
Oh yeah.
I watched The Mask when it first like when it came out. So back in the early 90s, I was young. And that had an effect on me, and I loved it. And I would like impersonate him and like really well and make people laugh. And like I loved it. And I would do all those things. And just like if you watch his movies, like Pet Detective, like Ace
Oh
Ventura,
yeah,
like
that's a
you know
great
how he
movie.
is. That's I think it's hilarious. And that is how I like want to be in a way, like obviously, like in a sense, like just have that kind of humor and just that like the guys in the one scene say is like smashing his car and he can't get it started. And he's like, while you're back there, can you give me a push? Like
Yeah.
it just to me, it's so funny and so amazing because it's like, you know, living a life of being so serious and just so like all this work and all this like just bad times in my mind and just like no fun. It's awesome for me to, it's almost like an example or reminder of like how I can actually be in this life. And
Right.
I'm like, oh yeah, like because I feel like I was like that at one point when I was younger, you know? And it was almost like kind of like a reminder to be like, yeah, you could be like this. Like you can make each day hilarious and just be like you could be like that out there in the real world. And some people will be like, what is happening? Some people will laugh so hard. Some people will get offended. And it's just like it making peace with all that and just doing you know? And I think there's a balance in there where, and it goes to like intuition and trusting yourself and all this stuff, but it's like you could do you and live your life at the same time of like being aware of other people's feelings and not like you can make jokes and have fun without putting people down, without making people feel bad, you know, without picking on people. It's 100% like possible and true.
Oh
And
yeah.
I don't know, man. That's just something that I think is so funny and it's such like a cool way to live. What do you think about that? What do you think about being like the Peck Detective?
Well, one thing I thought about was even in that scene, right? It's like if you took that as a metaphor for life or as an example in your own life, it's like he's having like the worst thing happen, He's having his car destroyed, right? So even when he's having a bad time, he's making light of it because he's saying what is unexpected. Like that's the root of comedy, is to say what you're not supposed to say. What is like you're like tricking somebody with your words. You're giving them an expectation and you're switching it around, pulling the old switcheroo.
Yeah, love it.
And Yeah, absolutely. It's a good time, man. I'm a huge fan of comedy. I listen to comedy all the time, podcasts, stand up, movies, TV. Big fan of comedy in all its forms. And that goes for life too, man. It's fun, you know. I like hanging out with people who are able to joke, able to laugh at themselves. You know, there's obviously, yeah, there's like a time and place. Like sometimes it's good to get serious too. But you know, it's like even in seriousness, like even in a serious conversation, that almost like lends itself sometimes, I find, to like great comedy, because it's like the other thing you need for comedy is sort of like tension, right? You need sort of like tension, and then the comedy breaks the tension, and it's like a release. Like it, like laughter is like totally involuntary, right? It's a response. It's not a choice to laugh at something. And so, yeah, I mean, and then yeah, of course, like what you said, you know, regarding people's feelings is really important, but comedy can be there in that realm of understanding people's feelings and not being disrespectful. And of course, like I think that's the thing. Like, you know, we could even get into like, you know, I listen to a lot of comics, and a lot of people talk about the sensitivity of like the mainstream and how like people are getting canceled left and right for inappropriate jokes or something like that. And it's like, I think in comedy also, like you have to be. And this is why it's nice to be around other people that have a sense of humor. It's because not every joke is going to land, not everything is perfectly timed, or you know, it might be too sensitive to talk about or whatever the situation. So, but we have to be willing to like make mistakes, and that's one thing. Like when you're joking in conversation and stuff, it's like you have to kind of be vulnerable, because you could say something like that isn't funny, and then yeah, it's like, you know, you want to be funny, right? So it sucks to say something and then get no response or whatever. So yeah, it takes a certain vulnerability to be like that as well.
Yeah, I hear you. I think comedy is interesting, and there's yeah, there's so I was never a fan of comedy because I found like a lot of comedy like made fun of people, and I was just like I just have never been like really a big fan of that. Like but I guess I like more the comedy like I like Jim Carrey too, because he could not be telling a joke. He could just say words or sounds and use his face and be like do stuff with his face, you know? And it's, I think it's hilarious. Like that, like, I think that's so funny. And like, I maybe this is where I got it all from, but like, I like to do that too. Like something happens, like, and something happens and or something, and you just make a face. You're just like, you know, you just like, it's, to me, it's like, it's funny, and that's like a comedy to me. Not even talking or saying a joke or something, or you could just like say sounds. That's I don't know. That's maybe like that's what I like. I guess if like that might not work. I guess if you're trying to get people to come to a show, and you're just saying sounds and doing faces, like I don't know. That might not capture people's attention for like 2 hours or however long the show is. So I guess maybe that's the reason why people kind of tell stories, like comedians tell stories or something.
Well, even if it's mixed in, right? Like there's this great bit on comedians in cars getting coffee. There's episode with Sarah Jessica Parker where he tells a joke, but it's like the punchline is the facial expression, but it's like, have you seen that? Have
No,
you seen
no,
that? No,
sir.
no.
No,
He's like
sir.
looking at the check, and he's like having a normal conversation. He's like, yeah, so like how was the check? And then he sees the bill and goes like, but like continues the conversation like nothing happens, you know? It's like he's
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
but just like
Yeah,
continues
yeah.
having a normal conversation like
Yeah.
nothing happened.
Yeah,
And it's
yeah.
like that's like
So
how facial
funny.
expressions can be used in
Yeah,
comedy
yeah.
like so well.
Yeah, so funny. Yeah, I love it. And Yeah, man, having fun is great. Laughter is a wonderful thing. And I'm just feeling like I'm just happy and grateful that I'm on this path or this part of my life where I've found this stuff. It feels like, I don't know, man, it always feels like I somehow constantly enter some sort of like some sort of I don't know, portal or some sort of like something where I feel like I'm on. I don't know how to explain this. I don't know how to put it in words, but sometimes it feels like I go through these different like chapters, I guess. And they feel very different. And this where I'm at now in my life feels very different than where I've been in the past like million years, because I'm like finding this comedy, this laughter, this fun. I think what I've done is I've really done a lot of like with the IFS work, I've really done a lot of work that should have been done at the time it happened throughout my life when I was younger. And it's like you could in a sense like time travel, because even something happened like 20 years ago, you could like process it now. And I think if you for me, it feels like I had a lot of these issues in my life was all because I never properly or processed anything that happened to me in a healthy way. And it's like it stayed stuck there. And it was like these parts of me, if something happened at 14, at 10, at 8 or something, it's like I the parts of me have stayed stuck at that age. And as I got older, it's like problems would get worse and worse and worse and worse. And it just like continued on until really I started on this therapy IFS journey over a year ago and actually started to go back in time. And by that I mean it was like kind of go back to these old parts that have been calling for attention since the thing has happened to them or whatever it was. And it's like now these parts are like, all right, cool. We're good now. This is what I wanted to feel or wanted to hear or wanted to whatever I needed at that time is like they got it now. Like these parts of me got it now. And it's like, all right, now we're good. Now we're good. Now we can move on. Now we could like live life. Now we can enjoy. All right, let's friggin' party because it's been way too long. Like, let's have a good time, man. And I'm like excited. Yeah, more and more excited to live, man, and to see people, connect with people. Yeah, have fun. I'm excited to and yeah, it's a freaking good time, man. It's like some moments like right now I'm feeling good, man. I'm just feeling so yeah, I feel really good. Oh. Yeah. What do you think, man? Well, do you resonate with going into different chapters or feeling like you're in different I guess maybe stages or like and then also I think we've talked about this like before. I don't there's this thing still with me in weather, how I feel like the weather's getting colder because we're like ending summer here. But also like the rain, like we had this thunderstorm and it's been rainy and not rain, like the weather's been interesting. And like I say, kind of we talked about events that have happened in time and even like yeah, like personally it was back to school day, you know, was just a couple of days ago and that was a big day. And it's like I don't know about you, but like it's like I could feel certain energies in the air. And like remember, I could remember with that feeling of what it was like of going back to school. And it's like that's still there. So what do you think, man? What do you want to say about this stuff?
Well, that what you're talking about right now with the seasons changing and memories coming and flashing back, it really resonates with me because like today and yesterday and in the last couple of days, I've just been thinking about like last year at the end of September. So with like it feels early still, but like last year at this time we were like packing up and getting ready to move here. But in the past couple of days, it's really just like felt like when we first moved here. Like I'm like outside, the temperature feels the same, the air feels the same, the light. It's a huge part of it for me is like the changing of the position of the sun. Like all summer, we get like no direct sunlight in our windows because of the way our house is designed. But as soon as the sun angles down at all in this in the in its movement, which is like spring, summer, or spring and fall and winter, we get just these crazy amount of light through our windows, and it lights up certain parts and will heat the house up. And it's just like making me feel like this time last year, or like the end of September last year, and just triggering all these memories of where we were and what we were doing and how we were feeling. And then it makes me like think about like, oh, where am I now compared to where I was? Like, am I better off or worse off? Like, this is the thing that I've been struggling with in the past couple of days. Has I've always been it's I've been doing this compare thing in my mind, and this filter through like either a positive light or usually like a negative light. That's what's been happening to me a lot, is like I think about my life in like a negative way. And that's the stuff that I mentioned earlier about like, oh, it's connected to this event that happened to me then, or this event that happened to me when I was like a kid and all this. And it's like I can make those connections and like figure that out and then realize like, oh, I'm being just like generally negative in my day-to-day. But I think it has to do 'cause it feels like for me, it's like what you're talking about with chapters, it doesn't really fully resonate with me. Like I'm trying to wrap my head around it, but to me it feels like cyclical. Like it feels like a cycle, and it feels like it's just at a new kind of cycle, and it's one that it feels familiar, but it feels slightly different, and that's why I can notice it. And it's like, oh, is it the same or is it something different? And that's what I've been feeling lately, is like the changing happening around me.
Yeah, cool. Do you ever feel like something happens to you now in this present time, but it's almost like something very similar has happened, like the exact same thing, say, or something very similar has happened to you in the past, but it's happening to you right here, right now, and it's like you get a second chance at it, or you get another chance on how on like to react to it differently. Like, but I could give an example. By doing this career college, right? So I'm in class, man. I'm in class with like 10 other guys, the two guy teachers, and it's class, right? It's school, and I'm teleported back in school now. And it's like in the first few days, it was like I could talk, but it was like really nervous. My voice wasn't full. It was like kind of shaky. I was scared. And it was like, that's how I was in elementary school times a million. I didn't say shit. I didn't talk, man. I was terrified because I
Really?
was scared of looking like a fool. You know, a lot of things I had, I was scared of, yeah, saying something. So I was scared what other people thought of me. Oh, this guy's an idiot. Or I was scared of like, I think for me, it was like big was getting bullied. You know, and it's like, oh, don't give them any ammunition to bully you. So it's like, hey, don't say anything, you know? And so I remember, like, dude, that's not a good way to live. Like, I was like that all through school, all my schooling, quiet as a mouse, didn't want to get picked, didn't want to. And I was like, man, that wasn't fun at all. And so now I'm like, I'm saying stuff and I also I'm like, and I also sometimes have said some answers that weren't right, and it's the best feeling ever because I'm like, oh, I don't even care, like it's like that it like I know the other guys don't care. Like if they say something wrong, I don't care. If I say something wrong, whatever, they don't care. I don't care. It's so much fun to just be like, say
Nice.
something. Oh, it wasn't right. Whatever. Oh, it was right. Oh, whatever. Like keep moving on. Like it's whatever. The right or the wrong. Like it's you're still gonna be, everyone's gonna be okay. Your life isn't gonna be over. And I've never got that experience in school until now. And it's just like, this is the best feeling to have. Yeah,
That's so awesome.
an interesting I thing I we all kind of seem like all of us in this class seem like different ages come from different parts of the world, but it's almost like we all had this timidness, this kind of nervousness, this shyness, and
Interesting.
the teachers keep commenting on it, and if they'll ask us answers, and a lot of us won't say anything like right away. We're getting better at it now, but my whole thing is like, I feel like I have to raise my hand. And then I go back to elementary school, right? And this is the training they tell you. You need permission to be able to speak. You can't just freely talk. What the hell do you think this is, boy? Like you got to raise your hand. And then I got to allow you to talk. And I was like, wow, that's bullshit. Like that's ridiculous. Like that's crazy. And I'm like, why do they do that? And then it's like, oh, so they have order in the classroom, or is it like a power thing? They control the classroom. So it's like, even if I start saying something, someone says something at the same time, one of us is gonna like not talk. It's kind of instinctual. Like you're just and the teacher could be like, whatever. Oh, okay, yeah, you were saying something. What'd you say? You know, like I don't know. I'm
Right.
not really a big fan of this. Raise your hand, and then it's like, may I have permission to talk? So that kind of came up, and then I was just like, that kind of was liberating to be like, you can talk, you can talk. Also, too, this person reflected a teacher. I've had a lot of stuff with teachers and coaches come up, and it's like, I make mistakes. They also make mistakes. They're just people. They can talk. I can talk. Just like a lot of freeing myself of like how I felt in elementary school, especially, I guess, of like, I don't know. Yeah, being kind of like you're just like I don't know, a dumb kid, and you got to be quiet. And I, the teacher, am the one that knows something, and I'm going to teach you something. And I always had a problem with that, because I always kind of felt like who are you? What can you teach me? Like why? Like I don't really like you. Why are you teaching like this? Why are you mean? Why are you like this and that? And it was almost like, then you're a kid, and it's like, I don't know, maybe nowadays it's different, but it's hard to like talk. Like I couldn't really I don't know, you can't, back then at least it wasn't really encouraged to really kind of speak up or say something. It was kind of like the opposite, right? And as we
Right.
go back in time more, I think it was more like be quiet. Like when my parents went to school, it was like, be quiet or I'm gonna whip your ass. Like
Yeah.
what?
It's
Dude, they would
crazy.
get beat in school. Like that's insane. And so like things are coming along. School's wild. I think it has a lot to do with our programming on like how we are as people. So yeah, dude, what do you think about that stuff? And is anything coming up for you about that stuff or not really?
Yeah, a couple things. I was curious, like it sounds like you're enjoying this school so much. And have you thought about like doing any other schooling after this? Like, has this sort of inspired you to be like, oh, maybe I could like go back into this kind of system in some way or something?
I don't think so, man. I think more so I'm focused on the sports, and I'm using the same new way of living to the sports, because the sports was the same way. I didn't really I didn't really move too much, you know. I wasn't really in the game, and because I was just so tight and so anxious and so like scared of everyone's judgment, because people watch you play sports, they say comments, and I was just like paralyzed by this. And I was so worried, like, oh, if I do go to shoot the ball or whatever, like, oh, am I gonna mess up? People are gonna laugh, make fun of me, whatever. So I never, same thing with sports, I never actually got to have fun. I never
Yeah.
enjoyed the game. And so now I'm like, I'm gonna enjoy the game. I don't give a rip. Like, I'm gonna have fun. And I think I'm gonna
Nice.
play really well by playing fun, but by having fun. But yeah, going back to school, man, I don't think so, man. I don't think I'm not really a school guy because when I did that psychology course, I kind of I find school a lot of the time is like they're teaching you things that I feel aren't important at all. And it's like filler because it has to be a certain amount of time. And that's really hard for me to spend my time learning something that I feel is useless or very unpractical or old, like outdated. Like, we don't even do this anymore. Like, this is not even a thing. So yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm going to be going back to school. Like, I tried it recently, right, with that online psychology course. It was like a year ago, actually, this time a year ago. And I tried it and I did really well at it. But I was like, yeah, forget this, man. Plus, it was so long and so much money. Like, it would have been, yeah, it's crazy how much, like, the time. And I think maybe this is all this, like, it might be a conspiracy, but it makes sense on, like, if they're really could cut it down a 4-year program, maybe into 2 years, and you don't learn any of this, you actually learn the useful stuff. It's like great, right? But now they're losing 2 years of tuition, and that's less money for the school. So why the frig would they do that? If anything, they'd probably want to make it longer and make it more expensive, which definitely has happened over the years. But it's all like friggin' business, man. All this shit. It's all like a business, man. School's a
Yeah.
business.
Oh yeah, school's a business for sure. And yeah, they want to keep you enrolled, that's for sure. But and I think it would depend definitely on the study. Like I think some studies you could do for 10, 15 years and still not fully be master of it or whatever. And other ones, yeah, it's like you could probably start actually working. I think like working in your field is like easily one of the best ways to actually learn. 'Cause like you said, a lot of the stuff gets outdated really quickly. Anybody that's doing like computer science or anything like that, they're gonna learn some basics and then they're gonna have to learn it all on the job anyway. But yeah, and I guess, yeah, it's funny 'cause I asked you about going back to school, but it sounds more like your biggest takeaway from this course that you're doing is that like you can have fun with things that weren't fun before, and you can carry
Yeah.
that on. Like you can you can relive something in a completely different way and come out of that experience and not have that like, any like jaded feelings towards
Right.
it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I get another chance. And yeah, man, there's something so freeing with not worrying to death about what other people think of you. And this has been, I like went through recently this massive growth in this area of what people think of me. And yeah, it's again, it's a balance of where you don't become a prick where you're like, oh, I don't care what people think of me. Like, fuck you. And just start going nuts on people. It's like, it's not about that. It was more about just being, just being yourself and not freaking out about like, oh man, is this all right? Like, what do people, do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, 100%, man. It's like the fear of judgment from others is a huge thing that I deal with. Which is yeah, it's so freeing to just be yourself and like yeah, and not caring isn't a callous or bad thing. It's like not caring is liberating because you can actually be yourself and your true self is a good self. It's a good person. The people who don't care and they're assholes, like, I don't know if that's really themselves or maybe they're possibly overcompensating for some things or they haven't dealt with the things that make them a, see behave in the world in a, or interact with a world in a mean way, right? Like, there's always factors like the world and life for people can be very challenging. But yeah.
It's interesting with people that really bother me, people that really piss me off, or people I've like really been rattled by. And all this spiritual talk, they say all these people are your teachers and all this or whatever. And I was like, I had that like I knew that, like I heard that, but it didn't seem really until now that I look at them as like liberators, these people. And it doesn't mean like I'm gonna be best friends with them and then I'm gonna love them. But what I found is like, yeah, when I really have been pissed off by something, it allows me to be like, all right, yeah, what's here? Let me do some parts work, and go deeper and find something. And like, I think like one thing that was kind of the start of all this was like a few weeks ago when like I don't know if I told you, but I was driving. And this person behind me, merging on the link here, didn't I guess didn't like what I did, and I was getting off, and this woman, like, she was in the passenger seat, and I was exiting, and I felt an energy, I felt something glaring at me across like the road, like the highway, and I was like, what the hell? And I look over, and there's this old ass woman has her face glued to the glass, waiting for me to look. As soon as I look, she's like, asshole, and then looks right away, so I can't, like, she looks away right away, so I can't respond anything. And in
Oh
that
my
moment,
God.
dude, I felt like someone took a freaking IV and just injected me with like fear and like all this feeling of like terror. And then, but this is where the work comes in, because the first thing I thought, I was like, oh, did I do something bad? Like in the past, I would have been like, no, all me bad. That's an older woman. She's right. I'm wrong. I'm bad. All this. But my first thing was like, wait, was it? And then I was like, no, I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. She's frigged up, like frig her. And I was more like, it's her shit. Because it was her shit. And then
Oh
I was just
yeah.
like, forget her. And then, but that kind of was like the start of something where it was like, people can be really upset with me and like really mad at me. They could call me names and stuff like this. And I had this hard time of like, oh no, I want everyone to like me. Like I want everyone to be okay with me. And it was like making peace with having people not be happy with me, at times, or just wherever, even if it's like a permanent thing. If someone's like, yeah, I'm just not a fan, it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like I'm okay. And that doesn't mean I'm like a horrible person, like they might think or whatever. I don't know if this is making any like sense, but it was just like, it was one of the things that liberated me. And then I kind of, now I could laugh at it. Like sometimes if I'm still in that area, like I'll think of her, because the mind likes to make connections. And
Right.
sometimes I just laugh to myself, or I'll just be like, oh, what a whatever, and just kind of like shake my head. But
Yeah, you gotta let these things, go right over your head, slide off. Like, there's some saying, I think it's like a Bruce Lee or saying or something, but it's like you gotta like let it kind of like slide off you or something,
yeah,
because
let
it's
it, yeah, I think so. I think, this is really cool. Let's talk about this for a second, because at times like that, I needed some time to like process, and I needed to talk to people about it. And it was a thing, 'cause dude, I felt it in my body big time. And then after I like processed it, then I was like able to slide it off. And then the next day someone honked at me, and it was like, wasn't even affected. But if someone would have honked at me before, I'd been like, oh shit, I'm a terrible person. What did I do wrong? They honked at me. Oh my God, someone's upset with me. I would have freaked out. This time I was like,
Hey,
whatever. And
that's awesome.
yeah. And so it seems like it's like, I even did it today where something happened with the teacher, triggered me with something, and then coincidentally, like we had a little break right after it. So I went off on my own and I like processed it a little bit, like real quick with the time I had, you know, all this work I've done, I'm able to like give myself my own therapy, right? At times of need. And I kind of did it. And then I was just like, yeah, I kind of came like, oh man, everyone makes mistakes. Like people, even the woman that was like mouth, like asshole. Like I think like you could catch people in just glimpse periods of time. And but like that doesn't mean that's like how they are forever. Or that doesn't mean that woman was like out to get me, or like her intentions were to like ruin my life, or to really make me like feel bad or whatever. So I don't know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But anyways, I kind of processed real quickly, and then was a like this thing that happened today, and I was able to move on, and I was like good, and it was cool, because in the past I would have dwelled on it. Like what happened was like we were doing an exercise, and one of the things, like he's like, what's wrong with this thing? And then I'm like, oh, the company name isn't listed. And he's like, the company name's listed. And he kept like, he kind of moved on. And then I'm like, well, like clearly it's not. And so like I was like, why is this guy, is he like giving me a hard time? Like, why is he doing this? Is he trying to like prove something? Like, he's totally wrong in this point. And so I kind of went in process, and I'm like, he's just a guy. And he makes mistakes, and he's not out to get you, or out to like make you look bad or feel stupid in front of everyone. And then I was like, yeah. And then I kind of like reset. I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go. And it was fine. The rest of the day, it was so good. It was sick, dude. Like such a sick way to live, man. And it's like, dude, like, you know what, Forrest, man? Like, I think it all is worth it, all that, all the work with all this freaking psychedelics, therapy, yoga, meditation, freaking going, living in the middle of absolute piss nowhere, being like all this stuff, man. If it led to me being able to live a life that I'm happy, then that's a dream. Because, you know, I'm planning to live like to 100, and I'm 31. So if I could live like freaking 70 years of this, or even like 10, or even whatever the rest until I die, then it's like, whoa, man, that's pretty special. Like that's amazing. It feels like, do you know what I mean? It feels like, holy shoot, like this is freaking incredible, dude. I'm pumped.
Dude, once again, it's about a little sense of freedom. It's like, it sounds like in the past you would have almost taken an issue that could be small, big, or not even true, and turn it into something way bigger in your mind and make it something that you're actually spending your energy on. And it's like, dude, when you don't do that anymore, when you're able to process something really quickly, like you talked about doing, you have so much more ability because you're not wasting that mental energy and anguish, and it's like freedom. It's like an
It is
additional
freedom.
sense of freedom.
And also, dude, it's energy, because living that way of like dwelling on things and stuff, and I know what it's like. It's not intentional, believe me. I spent a lot of part of my life doing it, and you know, and people that don't understand mental health stuff, when they're just like, why don't you just snap out of it, or why don't you just not be like that, believe me, if that's how it worked, I would, you know, I would have just been like, oh okay. But
Oh
it
yeah.
doesn't work like that. I wish it did, but it doesn't. And I had to go on a freaking path to like change things. But anyways, it takes a tremendous amount of energy to live in your mind and to dwell on things, and you know, be tortured by yourself. Yeah, just maybe not the best word, but that's what I used for a long time, so that's what came up. But once you are not spending your energy living that way, it frees up all this energy for other things you want to do, like I don't
For
know,
just
work.
improving your life, man, for just living a good life.
Yeah, there's that. But dude, I feel like I think I might, I swear I have more energy than the average person. But like I have a lot of energy, and I think I always did. And I was telling my therapist and stuff, I was like, oh, I think I was one of those kids with a lot of energy, and maybe that's what like it gave my, maybe it was like harder for my parents or something, because always want to, like, I don't know, do stuff. But to them, maybe it was too much, but to me, it was normal, you know? So, but anyways, I have all this energy and I'm like, well, cool. I could freaking play sports after even doing like a full day of work. I think that's really good. And I could use it to do stuff with the podcast, you know, to promote the pod and stuff like that. It's an energy that I feel that wants to do something, and I feel the same energy. It can be used up, like looking at pornography and masturbation and stuff. I feel like that is how, like, I coped, and a lot of people, I think, cope with it, because when I am in that, I do feel like more chilled, but then at the same time, I become very unhappy. I become so unhappy just like releasing that energy in that way. Feels
Right.
really, re I start to feel really like unwell and unhappy, and I'm like, I don't want to release it in that way. I want to. Yeah, so
Channel it in a better way. I mean, it's the, yeah, it's like, I don't know, with like Kundalini and stuff, they talk about, you know, when you work on your second chakra, that one is linked to two different things, but it's the same energy. People just talk about it differently, but it's the sexual and creative energy
yeah.
and that we have. And people think those are two different things, but they're the same.
Yeah.
And
And dude, it makes sense too, because I was thinking about this too, about the sexual energy and is the same as the creative. And it's like, it makes so much sense too, because when you're say if you're having sex, like, you could, that's the act of what you do to create life.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And hope maybe someone listening that just blew their mind, man. That'd be so cool. Send us reactions of that. No, but yeah, so that's why I kind of was like, I said to myself, this is an energy I need to create with. And that's why I was like, I have the podcast, like, you know, that's why we got the Instagram going. And I'm like, I want to do more with it, and I want to put it into this. And that's a good outlet. That's a good place for me to put this energy.
Oh,
So that's good.
definitely. Yeah. It's creative, man.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the things that I do in my life, yeah, it's purposefully trying to use my creative energy in a positive way, in a way that I want to, as opposed to a way that it'll default to. Yeah, 'cause yeah, there's a lot of, you know, everybody has a lot of creative potential, but a lot of times it's squandered, and used in unhealthy ways. So yeah, it's good to use it positively. And go follow us on Instagram, or Johnny on Instagram, underscore open conversations.
Yeah, well, it's the both of us. It's open conversations. Yeah,
Right.
just the open conversations was taken, you know, ladies and gentlemen and everyone listening. So I had to go with the underscore first. I was thinking of making it open conversations pod, but when you put all that together, it looked really bad, and like, I could just see
This is
people being
huge.
like, "What the hell?" Yeah, it's massive. So I was like, "All right, let's go with the underscore open conversations." So we got that going, and yeah, we're gonna put clips of the pod on there. And then also, I think it's cool that like, I've put up some pictures of us and like little descriptions and stuff, just to like get to know us better and be like, oh, that's what these guys look like, and like get to know us better.
Yeah, I like
And
that. I like your descriptions on things. They were like really kind of simple, but like really told the story. Like
oh,
really,
dope, thanks.
it like painted the whole picture. It was,
Oh,
yeah, good
dope.
captions. Good captions, Johnny.
Oh, sick. Thanks, man. Yeah, yeah, like a lot of things, you know, just kind of sit with it and just kind of let it flow. Tap into that place of trust and intuition, and let it flow, and that's it. And then sit with it after. That feels good. All right, share. Done, you know?
Nice. Love it,
Yeah.
man.
Yeah.
I think we should end the pod, bro.
All right, man. Sounds good. Yeah. It's good seeing you, man. Thanks everybody for joining in and listening and or watching. Yeah, comment away. What the frig? We barely get any comments. So get into this with us and share some comments. And
yeah, tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think. Tell us what the heck's going on with you and your life and all kinds of stuff. Like, say whatever you want. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Check out the social media, the Instagram, TikTok, if that's more your style, or if that's easier for you to share or whatever. And I'll send it back to Forrest for some plugs on his stuff, on what he has going on.
Yeah, like Johnny said, go check out all the different Open Conversations social medias that we have now and get involved. And go check out my other podcast. It's called What I Learned From. I think it's linked in the description. And next week's episode, so next Monday, it'll be about my experience with Feldenkrais, which is a type of movement therapy that I did a course on, or a six-week class on. And it was a very insightful experience. So go check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's videos of the actual like creator, Feldenkrais himself, that you could find online of him actually doing like his work on kids, or at least a boy. And have you seen that video for us?
I haven't seen that. Oh, no, dude, that sounds
interesting. Check it out. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's cool stuff. So all right, anyways, until next time, once again, I'm Johnny, this is Forrest here, and thanks for tuning in, and take care.
See ya.